pharmacists could soon test, screen, and treat various sicknesses. A proposal to do that is on its way to the governor's desk. I'm Robbie Gaffney. If the proposal becomes law, pharmacists could soon have a lot more responsibilities. That includes testing, screening, and treating patients for the flu, strep throat, and other minor health conditions. They could also help manage chronic conditions like diabetes or arthritis, and that's raising concern with Joe Maziata, a physician in Tallahassee.
In the effort to expand access, they've created some pretty significant shortcomings.
Pharmacists would only be allowed to provide services under certain requirements. For minor non-chronic health conditions, they would have to follow a written protocol with a supervising physician. Pharmacists would also need to get a certificate that requires additional training, among other qualifications. Maziata says the required training is not enough, especially when helping patients manage chronic health conditions.
Medical students go through 4 years of training and then follow that with a minimum of 3 years of residency, and even then, most people are not qualified to take care of HIV.
Under the proposal, a patient's physician can authorize a pharmacist to provide care. There would be a written agreement between the two. These agreements must include what conditions the pharmacist can help with, as well as when they can order, perform, or evaluate tests, among other things. Jacksonville Republican Senator Aaron Bean.
People will die. Members, those are reactions not to the bill before you, but to the bill the legislature passed some 14, 12 years ago, when we considered a revolution to allow pharmacists to give flu shots.
Bean says at the time, Florida was among the worst states when it came to getting a flu shot, but says today, Florida is among the top 10. Bean used that example to lend his support to the proposal. Its House sponsor, Merritt Island Republican Representative Tyler Saroy, says it will give patients more choices, reduce costs, and expand access to health care.
If you have kids like mine that inevitably get sick on the Friday night at the start of a three-day weekend, this bill is for you.
But Maziata says pharmacists will have to overly rely on tests because they are not trained to do a physical diagnosis, and that these tests fail about 30-50% of the time.
That, again, is taking away all of the value of actually doing an exam on the patient to determine, okay, somebody has these symptoms and these physical findings, and I'm matching that up with this test, and I can make a better judgment as to whether this test is a true negative or whether it may be a false negative, and therefore I'm going to do additional testing.
The proposal passed the Florida House and Senate and is now heading to the governor's desk. For WFSU News, I'm Robbie Gaffney.